White Aryan Resistance calling. White Aryan Resistance calling. This is the White Aryan Resistance Radio Network. Your host for today's show is Tom Metzger, Terrible Tommy. So get a spot of tea, sit down and relax, because it's time for another show on the White Aryan Resistance Radio Network.
Well, that's right, boys and girls. I'm back here in the saddle, and it's, what is it here? October the 19th, 2017, and this is Thor's Day. I like that term, Thor's Day. Yeah, we're ready for another show. We'll see what we can dig up. Maybe we can, you know, scuttle around and see what's happening. Maybe I'll put some old stuff on from way back. I don't know. I won't know what it's about until I play it. So let's look back into the bunker here and see what we can find. Well, I'm just playing grab bag here, and I reached into this great big case that's got hundreds of audio tapes in it. A lot of them are not marked and so forth. So here's one from 1994. Let's see what the hell's on it. Well, if I can get it started here. We'll have to pause here for a moment of adjustment.
Question: how do I move out of unlivable race-mixed neighborhoods? Well, it isn't easy if your income is low. This, of course, is no concern to the Aryan elite and the Jewish elitists. Rising rents, non-white crime, and lowering wages are the wave of the future. The largest employing agency in the country now is a temporary agency. Full-time jobs are beginning to be weeded out. Conditions are not quite as bad in many small towns across the country, if you can find work to support yourself. If no job exists, however, you must create one for yourself, and that takes an Aryan brain. Concentrate on a trade that doesn't pin you down to large urban areas. Work out of your home if possible. Millions of Americans now run businesses out of their homes. Above all, don't sit on your butt expecting someone to do it for you. It isn't going to happen. Act now and act Aryan. Question: are crime surveys accurate? Yes, if you read between the lines. 2/3 of all crime in the United States is non-white crime. If all gun-related crimes by non-whites in the USA would cease, gun-related white crime would be less than most European countries. The figures are there. You just need to be able to interpret them. You can get Justice Department publications which give you the information. Obviously, you have to read between the lines. Question: what about the film Romper Stomper? It's available all over the place, boys and girls. Blockbuster Video, they're a corporation all over the United States, stock several Romper Stompers in each store, and I'm sure several other stores are carrying the tape now also. It's simple to rent, so there should be no problem getting a hold of Romper Stomper. Question: was martyred activist Gordon Call right in his actions? Well, we don't believe there's any right or wrong in such actions. Yes, to be bad, too bad there weren't. Aren't 100,000 Gordon Calls across the United States, or 1 million Gordon Calls is what we need. Question: what happened to Matt Cale, Nazi leader, after George Lincoln Rockwell was assassinated? Well, very little. It seems he operates a small retreat dedicated to a Hitler cult religion in Illinois, I believe it is, and little else is known at this time. Question: did Andrew Oakley, author of a anti-order book, repudiate his anti-Aryan views after writing the book? Yes, and that's the last we have heard of Oakley. I don't know whether the government did him in or what. Question, when is Race and Reason on in San Francisco, California? Well, as you know, we're on in about 55 cities across the country, and with associates' helps, we go on more and more and more. But you have to get on off your rear end. Remember, we're offering a free subscription, not only for a person who starts his own voicemail machine in his own community and puts on a weekly message, but we'll give a free subscription to each person who puts Race and Reason on their local cable system. The time slots vary, however. In San Francisco, you need to call the Public Access Coordinator's office at the cable company to get the exact times. Not much to ask, right, boys and girls? Just pick up the phone and call the Public Access Coordinator, and they'll give you the information you want. Don't expect them to advertise for us, however. Question, is America First still around? Yes, I understand it is operating out of Chicago, but the term America First is very old and very tired. Do you mean a raced, mixed American First? I think not. Let's say Aryan First. That sounds better to me. Question, what do you think of National Socialism? Boy, that's a tough question. Updated to social nationalism, as I would call it, and the 1990s, it could be a very effective pan-Aryan weapon. Unfortunately, most groups in North America who today call themselves National Socialists or Social Nationalists are actually right-wing conservatives on most issues and don't relate very much to what National Socialism was all about. Most of these people are very pro-capitalist, and originally, National Socialism was totally opposed to the capitalist monopolist and the Marxist. But in this country, there's a lot of conservative right-wingers who call themselves National Socialists, and that's nonsense. The right wing in Germany in the 30s had to be suppressed before things could get really moving in Germany. It was the right wing that was causing the National Socialists and the brown shirts their biggest problems in Germany. National Socialism of Germany was far too tolerant of its enemies on the conservative right and the left. Social nationalism and pan-Aryanism of the 1990s must become ruthless. Yeah, you heard it, ruthless in its approach to the phony right and left. The right wing is full of conservative Führers that still live in World War II times, but they did not understand what National Socialism was. They delight in viciously attacking progressive social nationalists and race separatist thinkers and doers. All lasting ideas evolve, such as the same with National Socialism or social nationalism, either to new great heights or crumble into nonsensical ball pen Führers. Well, since Rockwell's time, there's been very little National Socialism in this country. And even in Rockwell's time, it was a little bit too conservative and right-wing. However, he was doing his best at the time of his assassination to break the grip of the right-wing conservatives on many people who should have followed George Lincoln Rockwell. A new publication from England that you might be interested in is the Crusader newspaper, published by the English Nationalist Movement. This is a social nationalist publication and a theoretical journal. And compared to many knee-jerk right-wing reactionary publications, it is well worth your reading. You can write to them at Rising Press, it's R-I-S-I-N-G, Press, P.O. Box 175, Dover, D-O-V-E-R, Kent, K-E-N-T, and then the zip over there is C-T-162-H-N, and that's England. And you'll find some very, very interesting articles, and they're not bound by the right or the left. There's a lot of views here that come from the left, some of the better views from the left. Include a few bucks for a sample and tell them Roar sent you. Question, should we send money to help cops in L.A. who were involved in the Rodney Kuhn affair? Of course not. Most of them said they were very much anti-racist. That's something conservatives would do. They'd send their money to people like that. Well, we are not conservatives. We want nothing to do with what now is in vogue with the conservative right wing. So don't send your money to rat holes like that situation. Question, did the Klan finance Hollywood? Now that's an interesting question, but the answer is no, but. The film, Birth of a Nation, made tens of millions of dollars, huge sums of money that were parlayed by Louis B. Mayer, the Jew, into the monstrosity that later became modern Hollywood. So in a roundabout way, the production Birth of a Nation and the great picturing of the Klan led to the financial basis that the Jews used to really create the giant Hollywood situation. Question, can race mixing actually breed out inferior whites? Some suggest we should allow this to run its course to breed out inferior whites. They could be right. It's a good question, and in some cases I'm sure it's true. However, I wouldn't adopt it as a rule of thumb. There's too damn many very healthy Aryan appearing people and intelligent people involving themselves in race mixing. So I don't think I would want to try that on a whole scale manner. Question, what did you do for a living all those years before the Portland trial? Well, I operated my own electronic service business, servicing television, stereos, videotape players, installing satellite dishes, and so on. This I did since 1968, owned my own business. Before that, I worked for other people in the Los Angeles area, and before that, I worked on the missile programs for Douglas Aircraft in Santa Monica, California. During that time, from 1968 on, the Metzger family invested literally hundreds of thousands of dollars over a long period of time of not only money but man hours into the struggle, considering the whole family worked on it. Anyone who thinks this struggle is a moneymaker, though, for profit, is crazy. I don't think hardly anybody has ever made much money off this, well, at least the right wing. They're too damn Jewish and they act like Marxists when it comes to money. Only a couple of right-wing so-called leaders, and they're really not leaders of a lot of people, but they produce and publish things. Only a couple have made large amounts of money in the right-wing movement and have lived well without doing any other kind of work for decades. Yes? One of these people is Willis Carto of Liberty Lobby fame. He has lots of bucks, keeps getting more and more bucks, houses all over the place, and does quite well. The non-doctor Edward Fields of The Smear at Last is one also. He has lived his entire life off the right wing and then takes pot shots at other people. I think it's quite amusing. James K. Warner of the New Christian Crusade Church is another one, probably number three. He's made quite a healthy living most of his life, first off the Odinist people, and then finding that there wasn't much money there, switching to identity. And so identity has been his bread and butter ever since, but I can assure you he doesn't believe in identity any more than he believes in the man in the moon. There are a number of small-timers out there who also eke out a very, very small living on conservative horror stories and scandal sheets. After the Portland trial, the Metzger TV business was destroyed. I mean, they seized everything and the shop where we did our work and everything. Finally, after approximately 24 years of putting money into the struggle, The Metzgers had to call on support from the struggle to help us to continue. As for the present small trickle of nonsense, and you know what it is, floating around the right wing, I can only say the Metzgers have been in the fight for longer than most of our associates have been alive and or will be involved, and we will be involved long after many of these people have gone their way. The average length of service is about 3 years. They go off like a skyrocket shooting into the air, and we're going to change things overnight. And when they find out in about the second year that's not going to happen, the third year, usually they burn out. Only a small percentage of soldiers out there will remain in the struggle for the duration. Of course, that sort of reminds me of the statement, I think it was Hitler made in the Nuremberg rally in 1936 when he said, "Where were you people in 1930? There were only a few people, but when it became popular and they had the power, everybody wanted to join in." Question: when will the Strasser book, Hitler and I, be ready? Well, we don't have a book ready, but we do have photocopies of the book. And if you would like a loose leaf form, and the main thing you want is to be able to read it anyhow, you can have it now for $20 for copying donation. Now, if anyone knows where there are any of these books by Reed and by the Strassers, and for that matter, a lot of these other books that seem hard to get, let us know where they can be purchased, and we'll refer people to them. But in this country, we don't want to have to order them from Europe. Question: are they going to dump President Clinton and Hillary? No, the Republicans want to muddy him up real good, but they want to do the same thing they did with Jimmy Carter. Now, this is very easy to see if you watch it closely. They'll let him run his course to guarantee the Republicans at least 2 terms in the crap house. It's all so cynical. But true, boys and girls, yep, they really want to work him over. Of course he's a jerk and a crook, there's no doubt about that, but no less than Bush, no more. Well, actually, he's very much less a crook than George Bush, and Ronald Reagan was the cream of the crop for the SNL scandal, and he never even got touched, and the stupid right wing think Ronald Reagan is a wonderful guy. Remember, war was against Ronald Reagan for governor. We were against Ronald Reagan when he ran for president, and we were against Ronald Reagan when he ran the second time, because the right wing screwed up and they supported him. What jerks. Question: any new books? Yes. A book called Nuremberg by Joseph Persisco, P-E-R-S-I-S-C-O, by Viking Press. $24.95. It's 496 pages, hardcover. I would suggest waiting for the paperback or going to their local library and use your local library to order these books. There's a lot of interesting things. This is not a pro-NS book, but there's a lot of interesting things about the dirty things and a lot of the illegalities and the unjust things that happened in the Nuremberg trial. Okay, question: is Breyer, B-R-E-Y-E-R, the new Supreme Court justice, a Jew? Hey, you guessed it, boys and girls. Guess what? We got another Jew on the Supreme Court coming up. What else, boys and girls? Rumors in the Jewish press, and of course, you know, Jews never rumor. They always tell the whole truth. Say, he's a Jew, and not only a Jew, he's a Jew's Jew. You know what that means. And he's farther to the left, I guess, than Ms. Ginsburg. That's going to make a great team. What a supreme bunch of swine we have up there. Question: did Hitler make a mistake in trying to appease the German officer corps by not Nazifying it and disbanding the SA? Well, the SA was neutralized, really, after the Night of the Long Knives from a revolutionary group, which it should have been used as, into just sort of a Me Too group. Hitler made a deal with German capitalists to suppress his left wing. and supported the Junker class militarily and also supported the capitalists at that point. Guess what, boys and girls? This eventually sealed his doom. And that is why you do not support the capitalist or the Marxist. And if you fall into either trap, you're going to get it. Tom Metzger has a videotape you should see. It's an interview with CNN TV about the environment and race and how they are really going to run together as time goes on. Now, this tape you won't see on television because if it's even shown, it's going to be edited very much. This is the interview in its entirety and not cut up. $15 donation. I think you'll find it to be very interesting. Don't forget the SWAT tape, 12 hours for $50, 12 hours of information you're going to really need as time goes on. But don't get it if you want to just keep your head in the sand and sit on the couch and wait for the door to come breaking off the hinges. Don't forget the hot new novel, Hear the Cradle Song, for $15 donation. The revolutionary book Siege is still available at $20, a must. Also, the Horace Saves, a satirical look at the origins of Judeo-Christianity, and this is a real side-splitter. War has a series of hilariously funny, I'm telling you, side-splitting Jew TV shows made for public access called Positively Jewish. Now, you're not going to believe this until you see it, but when you do, you're going to laugh until you croak. $20 donation for these tapes. This is the end of our Sunday the 5th of June broadcast. Remember, boys and girls, this is war.
Resistance Radio 88 on your seditious dial. The date is 5/8/94, and I am Terrible Tommy Metzger, the object of extreme hatred by Jews, anti-Aryans, and guess who? The parasite cowards of the right wing. The parasite cowards of the right wing. You may subscribe to War News, North America's hottest racist and irreverent newspaper, for $30 per year or $3 per month. The paper every cop, FBI agent, IRS agent, and phony conservative right-wing member should read. It's like tea leaves of your future. In all seriousness, however, war encourages all such white policing personnel to bail out while you can. Gradually, white cops are being phased out anyhow, except in the upper echelons. These people will endorse any plan that will protect their job until they reach retirement age. You know that's true, don't you? This does not include deep cover Aryans who understand the risk of having chosen to remain within the system for future pro-Aryan actions. Now to our war news. Sorry we missed changing the message last week. Tom was on a classified mission to Middle America, where he executed a few liberal fish with artificial bait. How about that? Didn't even use a gas chamber. In short, I went fishing. Even evil racist terrorists need a little time to think about new methods of anti-Iron Heel harassment. And I'll tell you, you can really get a lot of new ideas sitting on the bank of a lake or a river on a nice warm afternoon fishing. Boy, I can come up with some real good stuff. Wait a minute, knock it off. Last week, however, was a wild one. This was a real wild one. And this is going to be our comedy portion of the program, boys and girls. Now, come on, knock that off. So hang on, this is the comedy part. A recent Geraldo show, again, put on the craziest bunch I have yet seen to represent white racist or whatever. I was never quite sure what they were representing. One guest was the leader of a one-man party he calls the American Nazi Party in Los Angeles. His name is Stanley Witek. Witek openly admits sharing information with Los Angeles Police Department. Yes, he's done it for years. He admits it. He also lives with an ugly female Mexican who doesn't even speak English. This great racial Nazi actually chooses to live in the Mexican barrio, and that was your representative on the from the right wing on the old Geraldo show. It may not have played in your area yet, so watch it for it the first of the week. Next, there was Bill Albers, who claims to head a mail-order Klan group from Northern California. Albers appears to sleep in his Klan robe since he is rarely seen without it. Albers quit the Klan several years ago and repudiated the Klan on camera, TV. Sorry, Bill, we do keep video records. A few months later, Bill was resurrected again as a Klansman. Next, he traveled to Aryan Nations and was quoted in a speech that he was an underground Klan. Now, when he was asked afterwards why he was giving a public speech if he was an underground Klansman, old Bill answered that he just came above ground to give the speech and then he was going back underground. Come on, boys. Why? Knock it off. The last time I saw old Bill Albers, he was running down the road at a Napa gathering we had, and there were about 100 queers and lesbians chasing him down the highway, throwing him around. We were up on top of the mountain, couldn't get down to him, but it was quite a sight. Another young man on this Geraldo show represented some group no one that I know has ever heard of in Tacoma, Washington. I didn't know there were any white people alive up there. They got the most vicious black gangs at Tacoma I've ever seen. This probably is a front for anti-order man Kim Budinski and his Ku Klux Klans. The young man appeared like a survivor of one of those evil German health spas. His great statement of the day was, and it came right out of the blue, "I'm a right wing, and we don't have anything to do with that racial Bolshevik, Tom Metzger." Thank Wotan for that one, and I hope... Hey, I wonder if this kid really knows what Bolshevik means. Next, there was the Aryan Nation representative for California. This boy had not missed many meals, I'll tell you, and had the body to prove it. Almost no right-winger works out or maintains a good physical appearance, but yet they want to appear on television and speak for everyone. Perhaps the occasional rallies should devote most of their Aryan time in bodybuilding and running and low-fat diets for a while. That's what that right wing needs. Oh, well, that was Geraldo's Zoo this week. Don't worry, there's more to come. Since all the talk shows now go out there, and they go out of their way to get the worst possible representatives of the racial right. And it's no accident, boys and girls. It's no accident, man. Also this week, the news was hopping with news of a bank robbery in Wisconsin, of which sources, you know those sources, they said that the robbers were linked to the Metzgers, and possibly when John Metzger was flown out of Germany and unceremoniously dropped off in Chicago, he may have met with these bank robbers. Gee, John, I wondered why your suitcase was so heavy when you came back. Share a little, will you, man? Well, let's get on with the funny papers here. Well, the press also had the rumor, get this, this father-son team bailed John and Tom Metzger out of jail in Wisconsin in 1990. Wow! The only fly in the ointment is the Metzgers have never been in Wisconsin, jail or otherwise. Well, yeah, Tom Metzger was in Milwaukee around 1961 coming back from a Canadian fishing trip. That's the last time I've been in Wisconsin. It's time to get the nets out, boys. Several are flying over the cuckoo's nest this month. Boy, they're coming out of the woodwork. Then there is the cuckoo doctor of chiropractic from the power center of Marietta, Georgia. The perennial right-wing turd party starter and publisher. He and Deez must have joined forces lately in a spirit to continue the attack on racial separatists who don't toe the right-wing line, and specifically those terrible Tom Metzger and John Metzger and their crew. Close on the good doctor's silly smear of the Metzger's recently comes another ball pen purer, a ball pen purer to back up the Rockwell attacking doctor. Yeah, he's going to back up the Rockwell attacking doctor. This is a bit strange since this out of shape bearded wimp is setting himself up as heir apparent to Rockwell's old Nazi party and at the same time joining forces with a man who called Rockwell an ADL agent and had him beaten up black and blue. This is the typical schizophrenia of the right wing, and why you should avoid getting filed away in their mailing lists and computers. Don't do it, boys and girls. It's suicide. Another clue to the ballpoint Jack Anderson is he muckrakes continually, but avoids the fact that while he belongs to the National Socialist, while he belonged to the National Socialist in Chicago, dig out your papers, boys, the old clippings, he worked as a chief aide to the notorious Jew Nazi and child molester Frank Cohen, a.k.a. Frank Collins. Boy, this guy, now, he couldn't figure out after working a few years with this Jew that he was a Jew, and anyone could tell that Frank Collins was a Jew by looking at him. But doesn't anyone look at birth certificates anymore? This same super sleuth dropped out of sight when things went sour a few years ago in North Carolina. Oh, yeah, questions were raised that have yet to be answered about that deal, but that's another story. There are those that didn't like Ben Klassen. Well, that's okay. And this same super sleuth made vigorous accusations against Klassen. Now, I can understand if people disagreed with Klassen's position and his anti-Christian religion, but let's be fair. War simply asked, very kindly, for this super sleuth to give us a little evidence. But no evidence was ever mailed to anyone that I know of. Now, do you wonder why the Metzgers don't want any part of the loony, loony, loony right wing? They're crazy, man. They're crazy. The latest smear of the Metzgers is playing well to at least some right wingers. They claim Morris Dees is reading our mail, and that 50% of our funds are going to a black Ethiopian's family in Portland. On and on it goes. You got to have wings to stay above this shit, I'll tell you. Well, let's see. Dees lost quite a bit of money on the sale of my house that they took. He didn't even get what he paid for it. And everything else he seized, he lost money on, too. The Ethiopian has received not one red cent from the Metzgers. You can go to the bank with that statement. Any money realizes has been held in the past in a neutral bank account until such time as all the appeals in the case are exhausted. It is also by California statute, it's illegal to seize 50% of anyone's sole income. Anyhow, but don't bother these right-wing paper warriors with facts because they never check the facts. Most have no understanding of the mechanics of a legal system that they claim a desire to run someday in the great by and by. Can you imagine these boys running the Aryan government? Whoa, the toilets wouldn't even work within 24 hours and they want to take power. Come on, give me a break. The history of the right-wing treason to the racial cause is steeped in this type of attempts to destroy legitimate racial soldiers, those who pay the price every day. Rockwell, Matthews, the Metzgers, Joe Tomasi, and many others have been attacked by in some cases killed by these cowardly morons. I have always figured if I ever took a bullet in the back, and that's where it would have to be, it wouldn't come from a Jew, surprise, surprise. It probably wouldn't come from a black, surprise, surprise, or a Hispanic, or an Asian. It would come from a whacked-out right-wing nut like the ones who killed Rockwell and Order prototype leader, Los Angeles NS Joe Tomasi. The right wing, like the left wing, is filled with Looney Tunes, morons, and crooks. Come out from among them and join the Third Force. We are Racial Separatists and the Third Force, dedicated to race and racial environmental issues only. Don't forget our hot new novel, Hear the Cradle Song. So much of the foregoing is discussed in this new novel, $15 donation. Now, this is a real hot novel, and it does explain the idiocy of the right wing also, but an action-packed book. On another subject, this is a warning to hard-working racial activists. There is a trend for part-time racial types and prisoners asking to be taken into activist homes. Yeah, in almost all cases, these types are not frontline people and are looking for a soft touch. You cannot afford to endanger your family's employment and security by opening your homes to most of these people. That is very true, and let us get on to old. And it's a great way to set you up also. Those that attempt to gain access to your homes will play on the guilt factor and so on to gain entry. Aryans should be prepared to give advice and limited assistance, but never endanger your personal security with those that claim to be hard-working Aryans. Many parasites infest the right wing and even attempt to use Third Force. You must be firm and even ruthless on these issues or suffer dire consequences, both socially and politically. Just say no to leeches and parasites. Update, gun confiscation. The Second Amendment has already been trashed when the first gun law was written a long time ago. Everyone with a brain knows confiscation of the means to resist is the ultimate goal. Don't waste time writing congressmen and whining. Do whatever you need to do now and do it well before you are legislated into criminality. Gun possession is a long-range problem, and precautions must be taken far in advance. The conservative right have never won a battle, and they won't win this one, because they will always try to be law-abiding citizens, no matter what. No matter what stupid law is written. Remember also, taking guns from those who will still have them is not a tough job when the time comes, boys and girls. In most cases, a person with a bit of piano wire, a knife, and or other things, and above all, guts, will never have a problem getting guns. Eat your heart out, Iron Heel. The following is a short clip from PBS Radio that will give you an idea of what's happening, boys and girls. Yeah, here it goes.
Carol Schumer, the chief sponsor of the assault weapons bill, has several other measures already in the pipeline, and I think we'll be seeing them coming up very soon.
What do you think that each side goes now as far as strategy is concerned?
Well, I think the pro-gun control side will take heart from this latest victory, and they're going to be putting forward several other bills, such as a one handgun a month purchase limit, and a crackdown on gun dealers, and that bane of the NRA, a national handgun registration system. The NRA, they're going to be meeting up in Minneapolis pretty soon. The leader of the NRA right now, Wayne LaPierre, is not very popular within the NRA or on Capitol Hill, and he's going to have his hands full. I've heard talk among some members and high-ranking officials in the NRA they call it a second Cincinnati, and what they're referring to is what's called the Cincinnati Revolt of 1977, where a small group of activists really took over the NRA, change it from a hunting.
Anyhow, boys and girls, the NRA is going to be recaptured, if it ever was captured the other way. It's going to be recaptured by the target practicing bunch and the gun collector bunch. Forget the NRA. It's over, boys and girls, for that phase. New phase coming up, boys and girls. Also, watch out for roadblocks. They're becoming quite common in various areas of the country. In California, it's Highway Patrol and Border Patrol. These stops are designed to search top-to-bottom vehicles for anything anti-Zog, including literature. When traveling, make sure your vehicle is clean. Use other methods to transport literature and so forth. And your license, keep your license current. Make sure all lights are working properly. And don't dress up in racial T-shirts and uniforms. Legislation will soon allow cops to stop anyone at will for any reason, and also have periodic roadblocks for any other reason. Yeah, welcome to the new police state under the cover. Remember, it's always under the cover of fighting crime, black, Mexican, and so forth. But who's going to pay the prize, boys? Yeah, I guess. Knock it off. I guess the laugh's on us, huh? Update, but it will be on them as time goes by. Update, Supreme Swine. As War informed you, our writ of certiorari was filed with these black-robed crows at the Supreme Court, and now Sleaze D's has just filed his brief in opposition to ours. The chance of the Supreme Swine reviewing this case is quite small. We realize that. However, Cause Foundation did a great job in going all the way right on up with this incredible, to try and right this incredible wrong. As you may notice, the right wing that attack us and the right wing leaders have not printed one word about our appeals to all the courts and the U.S. Supreme Court. Yeah, where were they? These idiots do not realize that this case law can and will be used against them in the future. Remember, not one of these right-wing racist leaders helped War in any way fight D's, either with cash or in other ways. They hit out, man, shaking and shivering that they might be next. What a truly pathetic bunch. Update, plagiarism. Sorry, boys. Wyatt Kallenberg, past publisher of the Democratic Socialist and respected Odinist writer, has just presented War with his documentation that Will Williams, now of National Alliance, did indeed copy Kallenberg's writings and incorporated them into the National Alliance membership handbook. Well, there normally wouldn't be anything wrong with that if they would have just given credit. Revealing this information is not meant as an attack on the good work of National Alliance and its many members. It is a plea for those involved in racial activity and writing to be fair and give credit to the originators of important work. War does not copyright, but we do expect written credit in whatever magazine or paper chooses to use our articles or our cartoons. Let's talk, if we're going to talk unity, let's be fair. I have revealed Kallenberg's evidence and case outline. I have reviewed it. It leaves little doubt as to his righteous cause, and if anyone wants a copy of it, you can get it from us or probably ask National Alliance because we're sending it to them in Kallenberg's behalf. Do not miss 4 hours of audio material on cassette about John Metzger and Tony McLear's Germany trip. $25. Also, the Black Unity Seminar. 3.5 hours of the hottest anti-Jew, anti-Iron Heel speeches you'll ever hear. Those black guys really gave him hell. This is a hot one. $30. It looked like a black boon meeting. This gun confiscation, with gun confiscation on the way, you and your friends need our 12-hour SWAT course that covers every aspect you need to know as things get wilder in this country. $50, and our May issue of War is on the stand, so don't miss